Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's subject is the prosperity. This is God's will for all mankind. This is part two from the 10-part series, and we're dealing with three topics today. The first topic is the prosperity is for the whole man. Topic number five, wealth is God's will for man. And six, the fall of mankind into sin. Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. The prosperity of God is for the whole man, and that is spirit, soul and body. God wants our spirit man to be born again so we can enter into heaven and to grow in spiritual things, into spiritual maturity. God wants our soul to think the way he thinks, and our soul is renewed by the word of God on a continuous basis. Our body, prosperity for our body is to be healed on a continuous basis, to walk in divine healing and divine health. So God's prosperity is not for just one part of man, it's for the whole of man, spirit, soul, and body in that order. Let us now deal with spiritual prosperity. What is spiritual prosperity? To be born again. To be born again from sin, the unrighteousness state, to the righteousness state through in Christ Jesus. It says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This is true prosperity, true spiritual prosperity. We also see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. This is another scripture showing us, detailing to us, that we have prosperity when we're born again. This is spiritual prosperity. Another area of spiritual prosperity is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Another area is to be a witness for God and to get others born again. And we see this in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 16. And it says, and he said unto them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Another area of spiritual prosperity is to be free from the power of sin and the law of sin and death. We see this in Romans chapter 8, verse 2. And it reads, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Let us now go to soul prosperity, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Soul prosperity is to have a mind at peace from worry and renewed by the word of God. And we see this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. And it reads from verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart or your spirit man and your mind through Christ Jesus. Another point for soul prosperity is to have our will come in line with that of God. And another point, to have our emotions balanced and in control. We see this in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul. This scripture is saying that the Bible, the word of God, is the anchor of our mind, our will, and our emotions, and will keep us stable. Let us go to physical prosperity. The two areas are health and wealth. The first one, divine healing, divine health, and divine life. God wants every person healthy and healed and not sick and dying. We see in 1 Peter 2:24, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 20, and James chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, it is God's will for healing, for divine health, and divine life. The Bible tells us that death entered into the world through sin. Sin was the doorway caused by Adam and Eve that opened up the doorway from the spiritual realm to the natural realm of sickness and disease. God wants us delivered and healed from that. That's part of our physical prosperity. And the other part is wealth, to have no debts and to give as God says to give. We see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 8. God is not against a person having money. He's against the money having the person. That is the love of money having the person. God knows that people need money on the earth to live and to pay bills. He also knows that it costs money to go onto TV, to print articles, or to telephone calls, or whatever is necessary on the internet. God is not against wealth. He's against poverty and lack and debt, because these things cause problems in society and in marriages. Topic number 5, wealth. Is it God's will for man? God's will from the start was the Garden of Eden. It was full provision and full prosperity. There was no sickness and disease and no weeds in the Garden of Eden. God creates everything for mankind to meet their needs. And God then gives lordship to mankind over the whole earth, everything in the earth, including the animal, insect, and fish kingdoms. We see this in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Very clearly, we see from the very beginning of creation, it was God's will for man to be prosperous and to live in prosperity. Reading from verse 26 of 1 Genesis, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." From these scriptures, we see quite clearly it is God's will for man to be prosperous and have wealth. God created everything and then gave it to man and said, look after it, have dominion over it. God's will from the very start, provision and prosperity. God creates everything and gives it to mankind to meet their needs. God gives lordship and man to mankind of the whole earth, including everything in the earth. Let us now go to topic number 6, the fall of mankind into sin. God said in the Garden of Eden, "Do not eat from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil." We see this in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. But man disobeys God and sin enters in. Man is forced to leave God's provision and the perfect will. And we see this in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, and Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 to 24. Satan takes over the lordship from mankind. Man falls from spiritual life to spiritual death. That is, man is born again from spiritual life in God to spiritual death, the nature of Satan or the stepfather. Man falls from total prosperity to total poverty. Through sin, death and the curse entered into the world, and all becomes cursed. It is God's will for total prosperity of every person on the earth, but God does not want the love of money to come into a person. He wants the person to see that it is a tool to be used properly for the people on the earth and the prosperity of people on the earth and the plan that God has for us. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed this beginning. The next one coming out will be part 3, and we'll be dealing with the topics of the relationship between God and man, number 7. Number 8, was Noah prosperous? Yes. Number 9, was Abraham prosperous? Yes. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.